And commentator Frank DeFord wonders if fans will keep going to games when there are more and more reasons to watch at home.
I have the odd sense that what was falsely feared more than half a century ago may be finally coming true now. When television was new, sports teams owners were intuitively afraid that if you put games out there for people to see free, they wouldn't pay to come out to see the games in person. The NFL was praised to the heavens for having the wisest restricted TV policy. But as time went on, the revised wisdom was that far from stunning the growth of live attendance, television whetted the appetite. You wanted to go out and be a part of what you'd gotten a taste of on TV. And cleaner stadiums, more comfortable seats, luxury suites, more convenient parking and public transit made it even more attractive to come on out. Not only did sports crowds increase tremendously, but owners also got paid more and more from the TV networks fighting over the chance to televise sports. By now, whole generations have grown up expecting every game to be at the beck and call of our clicker. And games televised, so clear and gorgeous, living color. TV clarity today is better than mere life. It's heavenly. Football, which televises best, has seen the NFL ratings go higher than ever. So I think we're seeing the beginning of a sea change in custom and habit. That's probably accelerated, too, because the owners, and this will come as a shock, I know, have grown more greedy, and even rich fans are balking at buying seats that have Tiffany price tags. How often do you see games on TV where the best seats are the ones that are empty? Now, that's something altogether new. But even more important, younger fans have been raised on TV and other electronic entertainment. These are people who play video games for fun by themselves and who don't communicate so much face-to-face, but who text and Facebook. In the past, we thought that you had to be at the location to watch something in person. To younger people today, what's in person is wherever their person is. Besides, everybody has access to huge, brilliant, high-definition TV. A Nielsen survey has shown, in fact, that sports events are watched by 21% more viewers if they have HD. I've talked to folks who've been on the sidelines at the huge new Cowboy Stadium, and they say people down there close to the field nevertheless choose to look away from the live action and watch on the monster video screens above. Jerry Jones didn't build a stadium. He built the world's largest sports bar. It seems obvious to me that the appeal of traveling to pay to be an eyewitness is being edged out by staying put and being comfortable. And when internet betting is legalized, it'll be that much more convenient to gamble at home. The roar of the crowd is so yesterday.
Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.